Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome. It's Fat Mascara.
It is Fat Mascara.
I'm Jess.
You're my Valentine.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Jen.
You have beautiful, like, Valentine's Day lipstick on today.
That's right, guys. We're recording on Valentine's
Day. Yes, V-Day. Intern Tiff is wearing this beautiful, like, scarlet sweater.
It matches my lips. Dragon Girl from NARS.
Oh, it's always a fave, isn't
it? It's a V-Day classic.
It's pod fave.
Okay, so before we get into the episode, a little housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
All right, we have some, it's like sad news, but not really. We're going to be dark next week. There's not going to be a new episode, but for good reason. Starting the week after, we are going to be dropping the episodes on Tuesdays. And that's by request, partially, because a lot of people say they like to listen during their commute and during the week. So instead of like, oh my God, it's Friday and you have weekend plans, we are your plans. Like, we will be there on Tuesday. So the next episode after this one is February 26th, and it will be a good one.
God, that seems so far away, but it's actually really close. Okay. Then can we get to what's on deck today?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we're going to talk about New York Fashion Week. We just wrapped up. And then, God, my throat's making weird noises. Sorry. And then, you know, I've been thinking a lot about love lately. Maybe it's because of Valentine's Day. Maybe it's just all this, like, glorious color you're throwing in my face. Are you still getting married? How's that going? How's that whole relationship going?
The relationship, stronger than ever and amazing. I should probably give you some wedding updates, huh?
Yeah, I haven't heard much about it lately.
I know. All right, we'll do that.
Okay.
And then instead of an interview, we're doing a special episode. We got the idea from Pitchfork. I'm sure a lot of you guys know the music website. They interview amazing musicians and ask them what their favorite songs were when they were 5, 10, 15, and 20. And
they do more than that.
Right. But like, this is one of their, like,
that's one of their
regular
cool
columns. I don't know. I've always loved it. Mm-hmm. You've read it. You read it too, right?
But I actually don't know this column. And when you told me about it, I was like, that's the coolest thing.
Yeah. And it shows, like, how you've progressed through your musical career, blah, blah, blah. I want to do it for beauty.
I love this idea. It's so smart. Thank you for bringing it to the pod.
I have to give full credit to Eric. It was actually his idea. I've been so busy at work. See, this is why I'm marrying
him. God, that relationship is thriving.
I was like, what do we talk about? So we're going to share our favorite beauty products through the years for each, but that's what we're talking about.
Cool.
So you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's get into it.
Well, Jen, it's been an exhausting New York Fashion Week.
Were you going to shows?
I went to a couple.
Okay, yeah, I was in Italy, so.
Well, you know what? I can't claim that I was hitting the ground like I have been in previous years. I mean, at the start of my career, even until just a couple of years ago, I would hit, like, sometimes, I think my record was, like, seven in one day.
I feel like when
I did, exhausting that is.
Yeah, backstage reporting, no matter what show I went to, you were there. Like, I'd see your red hair in the crowd always, like right up front with your little notebook.
Like analog. You know, this is like pre, you know, voice memo. I also think you learn more with your writing, but whatever. It's crazy how much I think this happens naturally, like just as you get older, but how I've taken a step back from being in like the mosh pit of backstage. But I think there's also been like a change in the industry, don't you think?
Absolutely. I was thinking about this too. And I remember when we used to go, it was pretty much to, you'd get tips because it was about like getting tips that you didn't get elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But it was to predict trends because everything moved slower. Fashion was slower.
Yeah.
And so you really were seeing trends. But here's my new theory.
Okay.
The trends that are being predicted backstage aren't looks anymore. So it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to do pink eyeshadow is going to be big for spring. But it does give you a hint of product trends. And I feel like
That's interesting.
With like color cosmetics, I don't think of that as being trendy anymore. Like, do you ever say like everybody's doing like purple eyeshadow this season? Nobody wears makeup like that.
No, you're totally right. I think it is about, like you're saying, product trends, but also like an Instagram moment for the brand or for the actual designer. You know, like if you know, at Dior, they're doing some crazy look that's going to get Instagram almost like a shock value moment. Not just like it has to look beautiful, but like if it's paint splotches across the face or like a sick nail, well, maybe not nail because you're not going to see it, you know, something that's on the face. But it's like almost a PR tool just for like what can they do that's so shocking with makeup that is going to get picked up, or you know what's going to look whack on Kaia Gerber?
A PR tool, maybe, but another way to think about it, I think I read this in Time Magazine of all places, or Time.com, is that it's more of like an art piece or an art show now, or an art installation. Even with the musicians that were performing this, you know, this week, everybody had like a, like Michael Kors had Barry Manilow. I mean,
he did.
You will about that. I'm not sure if that was the wisest choice. But Lil Kim performed at one.
Yeah.
And then also there's like, there's different, the looks are more artistic.
Yeah.
And then you'll bring out like an actress or a model who's just going to be a big splash because it's experimental. Like, let's have Christy Turlington at age 50 walk the Marc Jacobs show.
Totally. Yeah, it has to be more of like a statement or like, what are we trying to say in 2019 versus like, you know, pink is in. You know who really like totally freaked out on me one time? No, actually, it wasn't on me. I retract that, but I loved it. And I think we laughed about it on the show. I'm actually sure we did. So guys, go back to this episode. It's one of my favorites.
Who was it?
Orlando Pita.
I was going to say Garen or Orlando. I couldn't
Orlando,
remember.
I loved it. And I love you. You know, he's there to work. He is an artist. And he's also like, he's working. He's not there to party. He's not there to take selfies with you. He's there to work. And he is like running around. He's working. He's working hard. So I remember somebody asked him something like, what do you think the next big trend is? Or something like, it wasn't like a
Top for spring.
Yeah, something like vague and annoying. And I remember him being like, it's not a trend, or like it's just something kind of very flat. He didn't freak out. I think he just answered in a way that like was so it was just real. And I think, you know, and like whatever it was, like 2005, you like weren't expecting it.
Yeah. Even now, though, they know that it is a marketing moment. It's a PR moment. They have to be nice. They come with the talking points. They have the little girl with the clipboard next to them being like, talk about the new Marc Jacobs skincare.
Oh, these girls, they're hovering over them. Like everyone's like held by like the balls. But everyone is. Everyone's beholden.
I still like the energy of it. And I do think sometimes hair, we see a little hair stuff like hair accessories, I feel like still can get trendy, like those word barrettes that were backstage and everybody was wearing those. But for spring, I'm not ready to, or sorry, for fall 2019, I'm not ready to make any predictions yet. So
no, I think we should get word barrettes that say fat and then ones that say mascara.
I'll wear the mascara one.
I'll wear the fat one. Jen, is the wedding still on?
The wedding is still on.
Okay, cool.
This whole process, girl, I can't even tell you. I love that I decided to get married the same year that Mary Claire's beauty department went down one person, lost a beauty editor. I got a promotion. Fat mascara took off. You know, let's just add a wedding into that, shall we? Yes, we're getting married on May 31st.
Okay. Are you inviting all the listeners? Because that's kind of what it sounds like.
We knew your wedding date like 8 months out, and you were talking about the prep. Okay, now we're 6 months out. I've already had my hair, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I'm getting married on May 31st.
That sounded like an invitation.
Trust me, guys, you're not invited. There's like 35 people coming.
It's very intimate. It's very like Jay-Z and Beyonce style. Very intimate.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
They only had like 25 people.
In their $400 million apartment, but... Yeah, we'll be getting married in Brooklyn. Or no, actually, we're getting married at the courthouse, and then we're having like a luncheon in Brooklyn.
Public space, you're all invited.
And then potentially there'll be like a bar party or something on Saturday. But I know what you're really asking is,
what's the beauty look?
What's the look? Well, probably I need a dress first.
Yeah.
Which I still don't have. I found a dress. Is this crazy if I put this picture on the Instagram and crowdsource everybody help me find something like
that's it? That's insanity.
Why?
Oh, something like it.
Yeah, because
it's
sold out.
Oh, I thought you meant like yes or no.
No, I already went to the fashion label. It's a self-portrait dress. Mm-hmm. It's sold out. They were like, we can't recut it for you. I was like, I'll pay
Even
extra.
For Jennifer Goldstein from Fat Mascara?
I had my fashion people work on it. No. So if I just tell Eric not to look at Fat Mascara Instagram for a month, could I crowdsource that help with the listeners?
I think so. I do think that we have very
I'll put it on the IG story. Because he never does the IG stories.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. I have the idea of what it's going to be. And honestly, I know what my beauty look is going to be, too.
What's it going to be? Oh, my God. I'm really excited. Actually, guys, I have not heard this. This is not like fake news.
This is real news.
Yes, this is real news.
Remember our St. Ives pop-up party?
Yeah.
Our listener party at the St. Ives pop-up? Yeah. I just want to look like I looked that night.
Oh, you look very beautiful.
Hair was down and wavy.
Your hair was really nice. You were very bohemian.
I was? Oh, okay. Yeah. Clean skin.
Yeah.
Darker lash line.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to do a red lip. It's just me.
That is you. Yeah.
I mean, that means I won't be able to like make out with Eric after. But that's gross anyway when there's too much of a make out.
That's super gross.
So the new controversial thing, last thing I want to talk about for now, I'm thinking of doing my own hair and makeup.
Really? Okay. I totally understand the logic because sometimes sometimes we've gone to like things together, we've gotten like our hair and makeup done, and then we both look at each other and we're like, no, you know? So I get that. Like, you want to look like you, but I'm just nervous about the stress of adding that to your to-do list for that day.
Right.
You know what I mean? You just kind of want to sit back and like have a glass of champagne.
This is the kind of person I am. Sitting there while someone is doing my face and I can't do anything else gets me agita because I'm like, I should be doing other things. Whereas I have my hands in motion.
Okay.
Like doing my own makeup and hair calms me.
Listen, if you want to do that.
I want you to talk me out of this because other people have tried, but like,
I know you. I feel like I could see you with the little curling iron and doing all that. I don't want to do anything. So for me, this seems horrible, but I could see you like, okay, I'm ready. I could see you doing this.
I do realize I'm going to have to do like a full prep day and just try it once in advance, time it.
Yeah.
Like I can't just futz around that morning like, let's try like winged liner,
but
you know.
Do you want to bump it up though? Do you want to step it up? Do you want to level up for your wedding?
No, I want to go with the root of the trend that you and Kate Middleton started. Or no, what's her name? Who's the girl
Meghan?
That got married 2 weeks
Meghan.
After you? Meghan
Markle.
Well, what's her name now? Duchess?
Duchess, yeah.
The like, I look like myself, but better. Why are you laughing?
because we need a Daniel Martin. I'm laughing my ass off because I'm like, do you think I could do that? I need a Daniel Martin in the house.
I know. Who am I kidding?
I mean, like, that was, I needed a, like,
I'm Daniel Martin.
The most sought after makeup artist in the world.
To look like yourself,
yeah,
but better.
To look like that. I'll never look like that again.
I'm going to look like Dolly Parton.
I always try. I was talking to him the other day. And I was like, so exactly what liner did you use on me? And he told me, and like, I literally have that in my handbag right now. I could pull it out for you. I do not know how to use it in a way that Daniel does.
I don't know.
So, like, I think if you want to level up, you need a professional.
All right, to be discussed.
I think you look great, though. Like, you always look good. But if you want something like that little extra bam, you might need to, like, call in a professional.
Yeah. Thoughts and opinions welcome on Instagram, guys.
Yeah.
DM me. It's 5, 10, 15, 20, the beauty edition. So we're going to start out at 5 and we're each going to go. And I'm ready to go first, if that's okay with you.
Yes, you go first. And I just want to warn listeners, like, this is very on the fly for me. This is very instinctual and on the cuff. And I know that I'm going to, like, when I leave, I'm going to be like, oh, I should have said this.
You didn't practice in advance?
No, I really didn't. But I feel like, and I know that there's so much stuff that I'm going to want to say because I feel like I have a lot of memories.
Were you one of those kids in school who like the night before did the project, or were you like well in advance? I feel like that's...
I was pretty well in advance. Oh, yeah.
You're just this week we're going to try this.
Yeah, I was really well in advance. There was one time I forgot the night before and I will never forget it because it was so traumatizing.
Okay, well, don't be traumatized by this. I'm sure you have plenty to say. Are you ready?
Yes.
Picture 5-year-old Jen.
Yeah.
She has a mullet, the most effed up teeth you've
ever seen. I had a mullet too.
Well, I had a mullet because I got lice and then my mom had to cut off all my hair.
Oh, it was just the times. That sucks.
On that note, my beauty product is a hair product. And I was thinking back and I have visceral memories of Germac cream rinse. Remember we talked about cream rinse like just last week?
It's the cream rinse.
I actually did some like history and looking into this.
Okay.
Apparently there was no hair conditioner like in the 1950s, 60s and like.
Yeah, it's new.
And then cream rinse came around and it just meant anything that you used after shampoo. So it wasn't like the heavy conditioner that we know today. It was just like any product you used after. And they were much more liquidy because I think the rich conditioners were more like treatments and they didn't have the chemistry to just rinse out cleanly. They'd leave, you know, if you had fine hair, straight hair, even curly hair. So Germac cream rinse, and it was the I looked it up online because I remembered the box. It came in a box because it was like Jerry Redding,
yeah.
And it was the light version for everyday and frequent use.
So, and then, but did you put this in yourself, or did your mom put it in your hair?
It was because... like I didn't need cream rinse. You have beautiful 5-year-old hair, but like it was the fancy thing. So,
so you just opened it and like looked at it.
No. And then I'd be like, Mom, can I get cream rinse? It was almost like getting a special treat.
Yeah,
like it's
sure.
Like ice cream after dinner. I'm getting cream rinse after my shampoo.
Oh, nice.
So you know, when it was like a bath time, where like we had a little.
Oh, so
time,
sometimes you would do it.
I'd have a beauty.
That's
treatment.
Really nice. Yeah. On your mullet. Ma, you got to cream rinse my mullet. Ma! Ma!
That's so funny.
Cream rinse. Gotta hose you down.
Hold on,
cream rinse your mullet.
Cream rinse my mullet.
This could be my bio story. The Jennifer Goldstein story.
Okay, that says it all.
Okay, 5 years old. I loved like beauty. Like I loved nail polish and powder and like all that kind of stuff. I remember I made my mom buy like this Wet n Wild like frosted like purple nail polish, and it was like the white top
with the triangle with the ribbing around it.
It didn't have a triangle. It wasn't triangle, but
you know
I know which
one
you're talking about. This one was rounded and it was not for every day. It was like something, because I think maybe my mom had to paint it on me. I don't remember really painting it on myself that much, but it was like kind of like a treat. It was a treat item.
Yeah, because what 5-year-old needs beauty products, right?
Yes, but it was definitely like, oh, I want that. And it wasn't even like I wanted to put on my nails. It was like I wanted to own the bottle of the purple stuff. You know, it was like you just want to possess this purple bottle of like stuff.
Yeah, it's collectible.
It was collectible. And I remember where we kept it. We kept it in this like cabinet where like the phone book was kept, like the yellow. You remember that thick ass yellow phone book? And like where all the like paperwork in the family was kept. For some reason, it was just placed there.
Important things.
Yes, important things. And this little nail polish thing. And I would like open it up, like make sure it was still there.
Like in case you were deserving of a treat.
Yes. And I don't know. We had it. I swear to God, that nail polish was there for probably like 8 years.
Yeah, I remember like they would dry out and you could actually see the levels. I don't have a nail polish now where you can see the level go down. That's funny. But yeah, I guess beauty is a treat.
It was very like a mystical thing. And like I did wear it sometimes. And I think even when I was able to put it on, there was a point where I was able to put it on myself. Like that's how long it was there.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Little Jess. Okay. Yeah. Ready for 10-year-old?
10.
So 10-year-old me got a perm because that was the thing to do. And it was like so layered that it just, I just saw the Queen biopic, but Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had the guitarist's hair.
Brian May?
I don't know which one, but the good guitarist, who's really a nice guy. He seemed like such a nice guy in the movie.
He was really well cast.
That was my hair, but it was kind of frizzy. So my product of choice was Aussie Sprunch Spray.
Yes.
Do you remember it?
It was a purple bottle, right?
I don't know if it was purple then. I vaguely remember it being beige with a kangaroo that was hopping in red.
I think you're
right. I tried to Google to find the old images of it and I couldn't because now it's still around too and it's still like a favorite. It did make your curls a little bit crunchy, but that was kind of the look. And you could also do up your bangs because remember that like at least at my age, I mean, this was 1989. Mm-hmm. It was like that wave of hair.
Oh, yeah. That was essential.
Yeah. And you could get it higher up. It was like cool.
I could never get that. I was so jealous of people who could get that.
Well, you get a perm and you can do it because it stands up
so
straight.
So cool. That is so cool.
So this is like fifth grade. What was fifth grade Jess going
fifth grade
for?
Me? My mom had this bottle of perfume that she did not like. And it was called I Love This. It's so funny. My friend Rebecca still loves this too. We both were like, oh my God, it's like such a gem. It's called Design. It's by Paul Sebastian, Perfume for Women. I'm going to flip it over so the crowd can see, but we'll put this online.
I feel like I remember seeing that bottle in my past, but I'm not sure I remember the name of it.
There's this bottle, and there's the one that I had, which was like a more graphic bottle. It was just like a long rectangle.
Did you wear
perfume? Oh, hell yeah.
At 10?
Oh, hell yeah.
What kind of perfume was
not
that?
Not to school, but like maybe I did like a cheeky spritz sometimes. It's what are the notes? God, I have to tell you. Okay, ready? It says mix of florals, fruits, and powdery notes. It's very powdery. Jasmine, lily of the valley, orange blossom, violet. But this is the thing you need to all remember because this is what is so amazing. A distinctive sensual dry down. This thing was very sexy.
You were 10.
It was so sexy. This was like a working girl, not like
I'm still thinking about cream rinse my mullet. Here I am with the cream rinsed mullet. And you're wearing like sexy perfume.
This was like Sigourney Weaver and working girl would wear this fragrance. Like it was like a bad bitch, like I mean business, like fragrance.
Okay, just for playtime, not for school probably.
I wore it at every possible moment that I could.
Wow.
And then Rebecca wore it in college because it was like sophisticated fragrance. And I was like, are you wearing Design? And she's like, oh, yeah. It's like my like cult scent. She's like, no one knows it.
I feel like Mr. Sebastian should come up with a better name, though.
I know. But isn't that so perfectly 80s? Design.
Design.
All right. Okay. 15, right?
Yeah. Let's move into the 90s.
All right.
Well, for me, it was the 90s. We're almost the same age. Yeah. Okay. This is the first product that I bought at the department store.
Okay.
Clinique Almost Lipstick in, you know it.
Black Honey?
Of course. Mm. So I was like a tomboy at this point in my life. I still liked product, but I spent all my time in the pool or on the soccer field and like wearing makeup. I had like a BlackBerry lipstick for a while, a little bit younger, but by 15, I didn't want anything to do with that. So this was like a hint of a BlackBerry. It just was like your lips, but darker. I don't even know how to explain it. It still looks good on pretty much everyone.
It's great.
I also liked it. It was a skinny stick, not like a regular lipstick. So it, I don't know, it just felt cool. So I bought it for soft hop. I think that's what we called it, like 10th grade prom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was my soft color, hop. Like well into, I kept buying it all the way through college even, just for like your nothing lip balm, but like something.
It's a nice color. It's it's still around. It's still like.
Yeah. There's like a chubby version of it. There's like, yeah. So.
I've mentioned this before on the podcast, so I was hesitant because I was like, maybe this is too redundant. This is not a product I wore every day, but I did wear it a lot. It's like it's so weird.
It's your body glitter.
Yes, it's my body glitter. It's my body glitter. So I was really into glitter in high school, like way too much. I liked all kinds. I had gels, nail polish, eyeliners. If it was glittery, I shouldn't say if it was glittery, I was into it. I was like very particular. It had to be kind of glitter. But this Jerome Russell body spray was so good. Like if you sprayed it into the air, it would look like snow, like so beautiful coming down. It was not like, it was.
Yeah, this wasn't the Halloween hair color.
Yeah, this was not. Yeah, this wasn't like you spray paint. This was like, it was more air than it was glitter. Mm-hmm. But it had some kind of adhesive where it would stay on your skin. And then when you moved, you looked like an angel. It was unbelievable.
I'm getting the vibes of, and I know this movie was around when we were both that age, the Romeo and Juliet. Was it the Baz Luhrmann one?
Yes.
I'm just picturing her through the crowd with the like,
oh my,
that song playing.
Yes.
And you're dreamy, but also kind of punk and cool.
It was punk, but it was like not like aggressive. It was dreamy, but it was like.
The Cardigans are playing.
Yes. It was so cool, man. And like, I would put it like on my hair sometimes or just like. a little bit on my collarbone. You could just put a little bit in your hand, like put it like on your face and like the kind of spot treat it.
spot apply.
And it was $14, which for me was like, this was so expensive.
I think Black Honey was $12.
Wait, actually, no, I'm sorry. I think it was $8. Okay. I'm gonna take it down. And I got it. If any of you guys like local yokels to like the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, I got it at this place called Scarlet, which was a makeup place in New Hope. If anyone remembers, shout out.
I remember Scarlet.
Our producer is putting her hand up.
I remember Scarlet too.
Do you remember?
Yes.
It was so cool. They had the most amazing makeup.
And I ended up interviewing her when I worked at Philadelphia Style.
Yeah, she was like out on the scene.
But like in that riot girl, grungy,
cool way.
Yeah,
she was so cool.
I wonder if it's still there.
She was awesome. She like had the best brands. So I remember going there and buying like several at a time.
I think I bought like the Japanese rice grain wash there.
I'm sure
the
you
first
did.
Time, like the cool like non-American products.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a fun memory.
I know. I was like, gotta go to New Hope to get my body glitter.
Okay. You ready to go to college with me?
Okay, let's go.
Okay, 20-year-olds, and then we'll wrap up this experiment.
Okay.
I worked at Douglas Parfumery, so I got a lot of the, like, free stuff that
and
was
this
either
is in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
right.
It was this German company. It's Douglas Parfumery, whatever.
Douglas.
They tried to like come around like right around when Sephora did, and Sephora killed them. But anyway, I worked there, and there'd always be like stuff that was broken or whatever, or we'd get free samples from the reps that would come in. So I, from the age of probably 18 on, have never really paid for makeup. So Tony and Tina was one of our brands. Tony came to town to do like a meet and greet at the store. I've told you this story, right?
You told me that you had a connection to Tony, that it was like personal.
He ended up staying at my house for the entire weekend and came to Spring Fling with me. In retrospect, this is very weird. He was probably in his 30s. Nothing happened.
Whatever.
He stayed on my couch, but we hit it off, and like he gave me all this product.
That's
and
so cool.
He's like, I want to know how my, you know, my customers, you know, live and shop and whatever. And I was like, well, you can stay with me for like the weekend. So he like became a college girl. I kid
That's
you
so
not.
Cool.
It was one of the girls' birthdays. It was her 21st birthday, and we got a stripper. There was always the same male stripper named Curtis. Like there was one male stripper
like
for the
Curtis
entire
coming
campus.
Out.
Tony sat there. I have pictures of him sitting with like 20 girls, just watching politely as the male stripper does his thing. He was like, it was like an anthropological experiment for him to watch, you know, young women in their element. Like these were his customers.
My God.
So anyway, that's crazy. But I did love Tony and Tina products. So hold on, I wrote down the one that was my shit. It was Tony and Tina Eyeshadow Quad in Source Energy. That was the name.
Oh my God.
So it had a navy, a lime green, which I never used, the navy I never used, and then a silver and a white. The silver, I did a wash on my lids for like nights out, but the white shimmer.
For nights out, I love it.
You know,
yeah.
College. The white shimmer, this was the look. You plucked your arch really high on your brow,
sure.
And then where that brow bone was exposed,
yes.
You dotted the white shimmer.
Mm.
Remember that
yes,
look?
Yes, of course.
It was a hot look. So I used the Tony and Tina for that.
I feel like everyone like was like the high, like just like.
Just the highlight.
Looked like surprised for like the entire.
It didn't like, look good. It was like early. It was early highlighting or strobing,
yeah.
But only in one
yeah.
spot.
Bam.
Yeah, Kevin Aquan would have like he would have ran screaming if he saw me. What did you do in college? One product.
Oh God, there were so many products.
I know.
Oh my God. A product that I was just in love with. Can I do another fragrance, or is this like should I switch it up?
No, do it.
Do I do another fragrance?
Whatever you whatever feels right.
You know,
Jess.
Sure. You know what? I'm gonna do it.
I'll let you have two. Okay.
Oh my God! I get a bonus product. You're so good. Okay. Then I'll make these really fast. The fragrance that I loved and I fell like super super in love with was YSL Baby Doll. They don't make it anymore.
Yes.
It was like a top. It looked like a spinning top. Yeah.
It's like a pink crystal facets.
You've got it. The Douglas muscle.
Yes.
You really flexed it in.
Well, by that point, I think I had graduated and was working at Sephora.com.
So that
it was one of our
there.
Hit perfumes in like 2000-ish.
It smells like grapefruit. Yeah, exactly. So it smells like grapefruit, but like tart candy. It's very like sweet, but sexy. It's very.
It's not Lolita Lempicka. That was the other sweet one that was like, meh.
This
you
is,
picked the good one. That's a good one.
I love it so much. And I feel like it's great for like that age. And it just reminds me of the time. But then I think another product, and it's funny because it's also YSL, is the Fossils. I just like, the mascara.
Drama.
I
couldn't afford no YSL.
I got it from interning.
Oh, and see, I got my free Tony and Tina from my
and
job.
And I was all like, oh, this is the good shit. And that was kind of my gateway product.
It's funny because I think of Lancôme for mascara at that era.
I was more of a Faux Seal girl. I was like, I'm like, okay, here we go. We're getting started.
Well, look where you are now, beauty director of Harper's Bazaar. So it worked, didn't it?
Well,
you willed it into being.
I just remember being like, oh, that's juicy.
Is it a good mascara? I've never tried it.
I love it. But here's my one complaint about it. It dries out fast. It's amazing for like the first month. And then, like, yeah. it's like really amazing. And then I find that there's definitely a decline.
I just started a new mascara.
But you get hooked.
One of our listeners recommended to me the Hourglass, I think it's called Caution Mascara.
That sounds cool.
It's beautiful. It's sort of tubing, which is why she suggested it, because she knows I like tubing mascaras. But I liked it for 2 weeks, and then the formula changed. Yeah. I don't know if I didn't close it tight enough, but
I do wonder if like maybe I'm not using the YSL thing right. But like it's the best mascara I've ever tried. But
you
like
need a tube a week.
The honeymoon period. You need to be very wealthy to like have that habit. So I don't know.
All right. Why are we ending on a sad note? Let's end on a happy note.
Okay. Favorite product right now. Why don't we raw?
Let's get right into Raise a Wand.
Let's do a raw.
I like your segue. Let's raise a wand.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there. When I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
So, okay, here's my razor wand. I was talking to someone the other day and they were like, what product do you use all the time, blah, blah, blah. And then somehow we were talking about Kiehl's and I was like, I do use a lot of Kiehl's products, but I realized that I've never raised a wand to the one Kiehl's product that like I use probably at least 5 times a week.
Okay.
I've said it on the podcast, but never raised a wand to it. The Super Multi Corrective Cream SPF 30. So this cream I've been using.
Is this the how you met Jeff cream?
It's the How I Met Jeff cream. I wasn't going to say that.
But I feel like you have. Oh, you said it at your wedding.
I said it at my wedding, yes.
It was part of your vows.
It was part of my vows, which is like hilarious. Okay, let's tell
this episode
world.
Has come full circle.
Yeah, it is. It was part of my vows. I tried to keep the vows humorous and light, but also meaningful. I did meet Jeff at the event for this product, not the SPF version, just the standard classic version. But this product, it like firms, it smooths the skin. There's a third benefit too that I'm actually...
Sunscreen.
No. That's even before the sunscreen. Firms, retexturizes.
Corrects?
God, no. There's a third benefit. It's amazing. Super multi-corrective.
Literally, it found you a husband.
It found me a husband. It's going to make you richer,
like,
thinner.
Forget that engagement chicken that people talk about.
Oh, the Glamour
still.
Engagement chicken.
Glamour magazine engagement chicken. Screw
oh, it lifts.
That.
I think it lifts.
Yes.
It does all of these things. And when, listen, I...
And finds you a husband or a wife.
Just yes. Dig in there. Just,
you will
just,
find a partner.
Just keep looking. Just
if you want one.
It's... Honestly, I used this product. I changed my skin. And I'm not just saying this because my husband worked on it. I use this product consistently for the past, like, 6 years. But I noticed a difference after using it for, like, 3 months.
Okay.
And I just used it to, like, be nice at first. And
so raise a wand
I noticed
to that.
A difference. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to raise a wand. It's a double to lemongrass, both
Ooh.
Internally and externally.
Oh, wow, look at you.
It's that time of year, I feel like, where everybody's getting sick or they're just
they
cold
are.
And they're sick and whatever the stupid thing saw its shadow, Punxsutawney failed, it's going to be spring, but we know it's not. Okay, you know what ingredient is so great right now? Sorry, I just brought up Punxsutawney fail. Our listeners in the
Props
UK and Australia are yeah. like, what the hell?
Groundhog Day.
It just
and not
look
the
it
Bill
up,
Murray film.
Which is an excellent movie. Lemongrass, because it has like a warming and it's warming yet uplifting. So it's
yeah.
refreshing yet warming.
Yeah.
It's just one of those ingredients that this time of year, get you some lemongrass. So here's how we're going to do it. Externally. Well, I'll do internally first. There's this recipe you guys have to try if you have like 6 hours on your hands.
Sure.
So it's Bon Appetit's shrimp and noodle medicine soup. I am telling you, this will cure anything. It has like cardamom pods in it, lemongrass, star anise. I had to go to like the special Indian shop to get all the spices for it. And it's the best soup ever.
Does the 6 hours include like the cab ride over to the Indian
No,
place?
I mean, it doesn't take that long. Yeah. But like you want it to, you know, you want the broth to pick up all those aromatics. So anyway, I'll put a link to the recipe for you guys. And then the product is, dun, 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 dun. I took a picture, now I don't know what it is. Okay, a Sutra Scrub the Day Away Uplifting Lemongrass Body Scrub.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Because you know when you also aren't feeling well, like it leaves a little oil behind that like you can breathe in, it smells delicious. And this body scrub, it's like, it's granular, but it doesn't have the oil puddle, but somehow you have like nice, smooth oiled skin
yes,
afterwards.
Yes, yes.
And it's just delightful. And the scent is heaven.
Okay, I like
so
it.
So a Sutra is the brand. I think it's $22, but it's a big old tub.
Awesome.
And I spent like at least $60 on all those damn spices for the soup.
I'm sure. Cooking is expensive sometimes.
Raise a wand.
Raise a wand. Thanks so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends, family, and everyone else in your network about the show. Be sure to follow us on all the social networks at Fat Mascara.
And if you want to drop us a line to tell us how great we are or complain or suggest something that we should talk about, it's info@fatmascara.com. You can also give us a rating on iTunes if you like what you hear. How many stars?
5?
5 stars, please.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.